Amen. In the work week, they call this day the hump day.
Yeah.
Because they're headed on a downhill slope towards Friday.
Yeah.
In a camp meeting, you call this day the fatigue day. So get your Bible out and make it a point to receive.
Amen. Yeah.
What God's going to give us tonight.
Yeah. Amen. Yes.
Because He's got something for us tonight. This is Brother John Dale. I've known him for several years through Brother Joe Chancy. And I appreciate him getting in the truck, Brother Joe, and coming out. I don't know when the last time I've seen you, Brother John. It's probably been several years. I don't remember. And I appreciate him coming and being with us in this meeting. He's a, he's a gentle soul.
Yes, amen.
And I just love being around him.
Yeah.
And I appreciate him coming. Come on, man of God, and preach to us.
Amen. Amen, preacher.
Behold, what manner of love.
Yeah, come on.
The Father hath bestowed upon us that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not, for it knew Him not.
Yeah.
Beloved, now, not tomorrow.
Come on.
Yeah. Now.
Amen.
Are we the sons of God? And doth not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when He shall appear, we shall be like Him. For we shall see Him as He is.
Yeah.
I'm glad that He loves us. Can I get a witness from anybody in this room? I'm glad to experience the love of God in my life. I like John 3:16, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. I'm glad He loved the world.
Amen.
I like Ephesians 5:25. Husbands, love your wives.
Yes.
Even as Christ loved the church and gave Himself for it. I'm glad He loved the world, but I'm glad He loved the church.
Yeah.
But I love Galatians 2:20. I'm crucified with Christ.
Yeah.
Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me.
Amen.
The life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave Himself for me.
Amen.
Aren't you glad that He loves us tonight?
Yes.
Appreciate this meeting. What a blessing this meeting has been. Appreciate every message, every song that I've heard. The meals have been fabulous.
Amen.
Can I get a witness?
Yeah, amen.
Go ahead and shout right there. The meals. Amen. Hey. I'm glad that we've had what we've had this week.
Amen.
Well, take your Bibles and turn to the book of 1 Samuel. 1 Samuel chapter 17. 1 Samuel chapter 17. Every one of us, all the preachers here, have preached out of this, I know. 1 Samuel chapter 17. 1 Samuel chapter 17. A very familiar passage of Scripture to all of us. I'm sure that you've heard many messages out of this text, and I don't come to bring anything new to you. But I want to preach with this thought in mind of three reasons why we are more than conquerors.
Amen. Yeah.
I'm glad that we are more than conquerors.
Yeah.
Hit man.
Yes,
if God be for us, who can be against us? Amen. I'm glad to be on the Lord's side.
Yes. Amen.
Somebody asked me one time, said, how'd I get God on my side? I said, get on His side.
Yeah.
Hit man. Amen. 1 Samuel chapter 17 tonight, verse number 1. It said, now the Philistines gathered together their armies to battle, and were gathered together at Shoko. And that little word Shoko means to surround, which belongeth to Judah. Judah means praise. You ever had the enemy surround your praise?
Yeah.
And try to quiet your praise, try to quiet your thanksgiving, try to quiet your raising of your hands.
Yeah.
It said that they gathered together at Shoko, which belongeth to Judah, and pitched between Shoko and Azekah. That means to entwine in Ephes Damum. And Saul and the men of Israel were gathered together and pitched by the valley of Elah. That means a strong tree. And set the battle in array against the Philistines. And the Philistines stood on a mountain on the one side, and Israel stood on a mountain on the other side, and there was a valley between them.
Yep.
Now I say tonight, before we go any further, that there are only two sides.
Amen.
There are only two sides.
Yeah.
You're either on God's side or you're on the devil's side.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. I'm glad one day in my life, as a lost man, I came to the Lord.
Yeah.
And I said, "Dear Lord, please forgive me and please save me."
Yeah.
And He did exactly what He said He would do.
Yes.
He saved me by grace.
Yeah.
I'm not saved tonight because of who I am.
Yeah.
I'm saved tonight because of who Jesus is.
Yeah.
The Son of God left glory and came down to where we are. Shed His blood, hung on an old rugged cross, died, was buried, and thank God tonight we've got a living message that He got up. He got up! We serve a risen Savior. He lives tonight. No need in acting like He's dead. He lives tonight, amen. He lives. I'm glad I'm on His side, amen. And there went out a champion out of the camp of the Philistines named Goliath. That means revolution. And Gath, was whose height was 6 cubits and a span, verse 8, and he stood and cried unto the armies of Israel, and said unto them, "Why are ye come out to set your battle in array? Am not I a Philistine, and ye servants to Saul? Choose you a man for you, and let him come down to me. If he be able to fight with me and to kill me, then will we be your servants. But if I prevail against him and kill him, then shall ye be our servants and serve us." And the Philistine said, "I defy the armies of Israel this day. Give me a man that we may fight together." When Saul and all Israel heard those words of the Philistine, I bet there's many of us in this room that have heard those words. Of the Philistine.
Amen.
When Saul and all Israel heard those words of the Philistine, they were dismayed. And now watch it, and greatly afraid.
Yeah.
You ever been afraid in this thing?
Amen. Yeah.
If you haven't, you're better than the man Paul.
Yeah.
He said, "I was with you in much fear and trembling."
Yeah.
Come on.
This thing's real.
Amen.
This thing is not a playground.
Amen, brother.
It's a battlefield.
Yeah.
And thank God we're on the winning side.
Yes.
Hey, church!
Yes.
We're on the winning side.
Yes.
We're on the one side. We've already won this thing.
Yes.
Thank God the victory has already been secured in Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Thank God we're winners tonight.
Yes.
But notice what it says, and they were dismayed. That means alarmed, bewildered, bothered, confounded, cowardly. That means distraught, faint-hearted, intimidated, and panicky. I believe I have experienced every one of those definitions.
Yeah.
I got saved in 1982. Got called to preach right after I got saved. Got saved in 82, quit the railroad that I worked for in 1985. Started a church in 1988 in my hometown of Waycross, Georgia. Tried my best to do what I can for God ever since that time.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you something. There's going to be some times when the enemy... We've all in this room got an enemy.
You're right. Yeah.
Every one of us that name the name of Christ have got an enemy. I'm not it. You're not it.
Yeah.
We all know who the enemy is.
Yeah.
He's as a roaring lion. He does all he can to try to scare you out of this thing.
Yeah.
Does all he can to put all the newscasts on the TV so we'll look at them and get alarmed at what's going on.
Yeah.
I'm here to tell you tonight that we're all in this thing together.
Yeah.
I'm not your enemy. You're not my enemy.
Yeah.
Hey, we can lock arms together and pray to the good God of heaven.
Yeah.
And He still hears the prayers of God's people.
Yeah.
Aren't you glad tonight to have access to the throne of God?
Yeah.
Aren't you glad that God still cares about us?
Yeah.
Aren't you glad tonight that God still loves the church?
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Yes,
we've all got an enemy, but we have enemies.
Yeah.
There was a host of enemies encamped against him. Come over here to verse number 20. Verse 20. We'll look at 16. And the Philistine drew near morning and evening and presented himself 40 days. He's good at what he does. He may have some in this room frightened tonight. Look in verse number 23. And as he talked with them, behold, there came up the champion, the Philistine of Gath, Goliath by name, and the armies of the Philistines, and spake according to the same words, and David heard them. And all of the men of Israel, when they saw the man, fled from him and were sore afraid.
Amen.
Now I've got a thought tonight, and I want to build on that, and I've drawn off of several things in our text as we've read through it. But here's my thought tonight. On one side of this valley are the armies of God. On the other side of that valley are the armies of Satan. Would you let me draw from that tonight? On the one side is the church. On the other side is the devil and all of his armies.
Yeah.
And they are men of war. They're not, this is not the first battle that they fought.
Yeah.
This is not the first time they've been in a war.
Yeah.
This is not the first time that they have threatened the children of God.
Yeah.
I want to ask you something. Why didn't they just go over there and whoop them? They're looking at them and they are afraid. They see that the people of God are afraid. Why didn't they just cross that valley? Why didn't they just go to the other side and just go ahead and whoop them? Why did they stand over there for 40 days and raise their bony fists at God's people and dare them to send a man? Why did they go through all the pomp and circumstance that they went through? Why all of the array? Why didn't they just go over the valley and whoop them? Well, that's what I want to draw on tonight. I want to give you three reasons tonight why we are more than conquerors. I'm glad that we are more than conquerors through Him that loved us. Hey, I'm here to tell you tonight, it does not matter how long you've been saved. If you're a child of God, you are on the winning side. You could have gotten saved last night, but you're just as much a winner in this thing as I am. You may be in here tonight and you're bewildered. Maybe you're frightened. Maybe you're wondering what's going on in your life and the enemy has surrounded your life. And all you can see is enemy all around you. I'm glad to be able to tell you that we are going to make it to heaven. We are more than conquerors through Him that loved us. Aren't you glad tonight that you're on the winning side? Amen. I got to get me a go.
Amen.
I want to say number one. We are more than conquerors because number one of the unseen boundary.
Yeah. Amen.
I've defined some of those words as we went through there.
Yeah.
But I left out one for a reason. There's one word in there that says that they were at a place called Ephes Damon. Yeah. Now, between those two mountains, in that little valley was a little brook. That's where David went to get his five smooth stones.
Yeah.
And that little brook that ran through there, it said that the Philistines had fought so many battles and there was so much blood shed that little brook would turn red with the blood that had been shed. There was a boundary that separated them. And the Philistines, they were superstitious and they had this thought about them. They said, we'll never cross over that little brook and go across that brook because it might mean death to us. So there was a boundary set and it was the word Ephes Damon means a boundary of blood. I ain't a lying. You take your concordance and you look it up tonight. There was a boundary of blood that separated the enemy and the people of God. Aren't you glad tonight that you're washed in the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ? There's a boundary of blood that separates us and them. And thank God tonight, what can wash away our sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. And I don't believe that I'm being unscriptural. But that blood is powerful blood. Amen. Thank God tonight, it's eternal blood. It has never lost its power. It is still powerful to change a sinner into a saint of God. It'll take a bottle out of your hand and put a Bible in your hand. Can I get a witness right there? That unseen boundary that ran through that brook. Woo! Hallelujah. I'm glad to be on this side of the blood. You wouldn't have liked me on the other side. And I'm glad, hallelujah, that the blood has been applied to my life. I may not look like much to you tonight, but I've been washed in a king's blood. I've been washed in the most powerful blood that there's ever been. Thank God tonight for the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
The boundary of the blood. Hey, the devil ain't going to get to you because of the blood.
Yeah.
If he crossed through that blood, he'd be a saved devil. And ain't no such thing.
Yeah.
Yeah,
amen.
Amen. Thank God. Ain't you thankful tonight for the blood that was applied to your life? Hallelujah. Thank God. In whom we have redemption, even the forgiveness of sins through His blood. It's not because of who you are. It's not because of who I am. It's that blood. It's that blood. It's that blood. It's the blood. It's the blood that separates us. Why, us Christians, the world can't understand us. We've got them bewildered. I was witnessing to a Jewish lady the other day. And she told me, she said, I can't understand you Christians. You say that you're forgiven. You said that you're saved. And she said, saved from what? I'm so glad she asked me. I said, from 29 years of sinning against God, I'm saved from my sins. Thank God He saved me from my sins. Aren't you glad that He took that old sin out of you and put a new nature in you? And it was all because of the blood that did that. It wasn't you that did it. Wasn't anything you did that did that. It was the blood of the Holy God that was applied to your life. I got to tell her also that not only did He save me from my sins, but He saved me from hell.
Yeah.
I've been accused of using God as a fire escape. You go ahead and accuse me all you want to. I had enough sense about me to know I didn't want to go to hell. Amen. I was a lost sinner on my way to hell. And I mean, the Holy Ghost had convinced me that I was on my way. When the preacher asked me that night, he said, John, are you a Christian? I was being honest with him. I said, I'm as much a Christian than what I've ever seen. He said, well, I want to ask you something. If you were to die right now, he said, where are you going? I said, preacher, I'm going to die and go to hell. I knew that beyond a shadow of a doubt. But the good God of heaven, He applied the blood. And now that blood makes me a child of God tonight. I am what I am by the grace of God. Thank God for the blood. Why are we more than conquerors? Because of that unseen boundary of blood that runs through that. Amen. Can I say secondly? Not only because of that unseen boundary, but secondly because of the unflinching Son.
Yeah.
Come on.
That's good.
Yeah.
There's a Son in this story.
Yeah.
And this Son is sent by His Father.
Right. Yeah.
His Son is sent by His Father to go check on the brethren.
Amen.
And He submits to the will of His Father.
Yeah.
Isn't that what Brother Mike preached to us about the other night?
Yeah.
That He submitted to the will of His Father.
Yeah.
Aren't you glad that Jesus submitted tonight?
Yeah.
Aren't you glad that Jesus did exactly what God the Father had preordained before the foundation of the world?
Yeah.
And He came into this world to die for your sins and to die for my sins.
Yeah.
Thank God for that tonight. He submitted to the crucifixion of the cross. But I want you to notice not only that, but He was surrounded and scorned by His brethren. His brethren scorned Him. But in spite of all of that, He saw the need.
Yeah.
Hid man. He saw the need. It said that he looked over there and he said, is there not a cause? You say, what was that cause? I'm looking at the cause tonight. I'm looking at all that Jesus looked at before the foundation of the world. And he looked at you and I and he saw the need. Aren't you thankful tonight that Jesus saw the need in me and the need in you? He knew without Him coming that we had no hope, that we were without God and without hope in this world. But Jesus came to where we were.
Amen.
But I want you to notice this. Beginning there in verse number 32, and it said, and David said to Saul, let no man's heart fail because of him. Talking about that Philistine. His servant will go and fight with this Philistine. He stepped in between.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
He stepped in between hell and heaven.
That's right.
He stepped in between the devil and your destiny of hell.
Amen.
Thank God tonight Jesus Christ stepped in between me and hell.
Yeah.
He said he ain't a going. He ain't going. He's not going to hell. He's not going to hell. I'm going to step in between and I'm going to make sure that he never, never sees hell.
Amen.
That unseen boundary of blood, but that unflinching son. But he was also strengthened by past experiences. This wasn't the first time that David had gone up against the enemy. And he said, look what he said in verse number 34. And it said, David said unto Saul, thy servant kept his father's sheep. And there came a lion and a bear and took a lamb out of the flock. And I went out after him and smote him and delivered it out of his mouth. And when he arose against me, I caught him by his beard and smote him and slew him. Thy servant slew both the lion and the bear. And this uncircumcised Philistine shall be as one of them, seeing he has defied the armies of the living God. He was strengthened by past experiences. Hey, may I say this tonight, that when Jesus Christ went upon that cross, that was not the first time that he'd ever done business with the devil. He had done business long before that. One day in the heaven, Lucifer decided that he wanted to be like God. He wanted to set his throne above the stars of God. He wanted his throne to be exalted where God's throne was. And you know what God did? He just kicked him out. Thank God. Hey, I'm here to tell you tonight that we've got one that's greater than our enemy tonight. And his name is Jesus Christ. You may be bombarded by the enemy tonight, but you've got one on your side that is greater than Jesus. The devil himself.
Yeah.
Amen. He was strengthened by past experiences. You know what he said? He said, I can take care of the sheep.
Yeah.
Come on.
Can I get a witness from anybody in here tonight? He can take care of the sheep. Amen. He's taking care of you. Taking care of you. He's taking care of you in Tennessee, me in Georgia. He's taking care of Brother Mike in Florida. He can take care of every sheep, every place. Thank God tonight that Jesus Christ can take care of the sheep. He can take care of every ministry. He can take care of every church. He can take care of every child of God. It does not matter who you are tonight. He can take care of you. The Bible says, casting all your care upon Him. For he careth for you.
Yeah.
Give me some of those songbooks. That Bible says to cast all of your care upon him, for he careth for you. I'm in a room tonight with several people that's got many cares.
Come on, preacher.
You took those cares around in your life. And he says, casting all of your care upon him. For he careth not for the cares. But he cares for the one standing in the middle. All them cares. He cares about you tonight. He cares about your life tonight. He knows exactly where you are tonight. You may be sitting up under this chapel tonight and thinking, God don't even know I exist. Can I remind you that God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son so that you could be saved tonight? He knows exactly where you're at. He knows exactly what you're going through. He cares about all of those things in your life, but He cares more for the one that's standing in the middle of all those cares. He cares for you. you tonight.
Amen.
Cares for your life. He said, I can take care of the sheep. And he said, I can take care of the enemy. He said, I've handled this one before. You ain't alone in this battle.
Amen.
Oh, no. There's one on the inside of you, and greater is he that's inside of you than he that's in the world. You never fight a battle that there's not somebody right there with you to fight that battle on your behalf.
Amen.
All the children of God need to be reminded that God Almighty cares and will fight your battles.
Amen.
He will fight every battle that you face in this life.
Yes.
He is going to make sure that you are taken care of.
Amen.
Amen. We are more than conquerors because of the unseen boundaries. We are more than conquerors because of the unflinching sun. But we are more than conquerors because of the unusual weapons.
Amen.
Come on.
In verse 36, Saul armed David with his armor. He put on a helmet of brass upon his head. Also, he armed him with a coat of mail. And David girded his sword upon his armor, and they essayed to go, for he had not proved it. And David said unto Saul, I cannot go with these, for I have not proved them. And David put them off him. And he took his staff in his head, in his hand, and chose him 5 smooth stones. Look where he come from. Out of the brook.
Yeah.
Went down to that bloody brook.
Amen.
Picked him out 5 smooth stones. And he took them and he whooped the giant with those stones, with one stone.
Come on, preacher.
I was reading that when I first started studying this. I looked at that and I said, glory to God. We've got some armor too. We've got some weapons too. I went over there to the book of Ephesians. And I looked at the armor and I started counting it up, and I counted and there were 6 pieces of armor. I said, God, this don't match out, because he's got 5 smooth stones. And God said, you go count it again. And so I went back and counted it again. He had 5 smooth stones and a sling.
That's right.
He took one of those stones, put it in that sling, and I believe he slung it around and around. One time for God the Father, one time for God the Son, one time for God the Holy Ghost. And he let her rip. And that thing says that he smote that giant and it hit him in the forehead.
Yeah.
Now, can I give you just a little bit of a law of reaction? When something hits you from the front, you're going to go down backwards.
Right.
Can I get a witness?
Yeah.
But that book says when it hit him in the front, that giant fell forward on his face.
Yeah.
You say, what happened? I believe David went in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
He stood in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And he slung that stone.
Yeah.
It hit him in the forehead.
Yeah.
And God just reached over from heaven and slapped him on the back of the head and knocked him down.
Yeah.
Thank God for not... Hey! Hey! We're more than conquerors.
Amen.
We're more than conquerors because of the unusual weapons that we have tonight. You've got to admit this book is an unusual weapon. Me and Brother Mike and Brother Joe went to the knife factory. I walked in there and I was hunting a knife, and they told me, said, we've got 2 million knives. And I looked all through that thing and I never found the knife I was hunting for. I was hunting the knife that I could not live without. And they didn't have it. Amen. We walked around that thing and we got over there in the Civil War section. And they had some bayonets laying there. And I looked at that bayonet. Man, that was a wicked looking instrument.
Come on.
It was beveled out to where it had 3 edges all the way around that thing.
Yeah.
It was about that long and it would fit on the end of that musket. And they would take those things and thrust them through. I looked at that thing and I told Brother Joe, I said, how would you like to have that run through you?
Yeah.
Man, I can't imagine what those guys in the Civil War faced and how they fought. But I want to tell you about a sword that we have.
Amen.
That's greater than any sword that's ever been made.
Yeah.
I looked at swords. They were about 10 foot long in there, 6 foot long. They had swords of every sort. But I'm here to tell you that we've got a sword tonight that'll defeat any enemy that you've got in your life. It does not matter what you're facing tonight. It will get the job done. You just rear back and preach that old King James Bible and it'll get the job done every time. It'll convert sinners into saints. Amen. It'll take the most wicked saint of child of the devil and make it a child of God. Amen. Thank God for this old sword. Thank God for the unusual weapons that we have. I'm looking in this room tonight at some soldiers. And the Bible says we're to salute the brethren. Brother Mike Norman's one of my heroes. Pastored for 28 years. Same church for 28 years. Hey, men, just buckle down where you're at and fight the good fight of faith.
Amen.
Fight the good fight of faith. If God gave you that ground, stay that ground. And fight with the weapons that God has given you. Thank God tonight for the unusual weapons. You say, why are we more than conquerors? Because of that unseen boundary of blood. Because of that unflinching Son that stepped in between. And because of the unusual weapons that we have tonight. I was, when I still was pastoring in Waycross, had a little ministry there that we would go and we would preach it. I would preach at the RYDC, Youth Detention Center. And it was my day to go, and I went, and be honest with you, it was one of those days I was busy and just too busy really and didn't really have time to stop and really study or anything like that. You men of God knows how it goes sometimes. And so I went up there, and by the time I got there, I was already wore out. And I got there, and I parked out in the parking lot, and I said, "Dear God, please give me something." I said, "Lord, inside that room are kids that have messed up their lives. Please give me something for them, Father, for they need something from you." And that text where Jesus was on the cross, and it was his first statement where he said, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what to do." That just kept ringing in my spirit. So I got in the room, and they started bringing all those youth in there, and they were lining up in there. It was just all boys. And I began preaching. And God, the Holy Ghost, fell in that room. The people that worked there was a big plate glass window. And the workers that worked there, the secretaries and bookkeepers and all, they started standing there at that plate glass window just looking at what God was doing. I can't remember. There were 20-some-odd young men, young lads that bowed their knees and called upon the Lord and got saved that day.
Amen.
It so impressed me and affected me that I got me a piece of paper and a pen and I said, "All you that got saved, I want you to line up over here. I said, I want to gather every one of your names and write them down. I'm going to carry them to my church so we can pray for you." And so they did, and I began going through the line. And there was this one long-haired, blonde-headed boy that was there that day, and he just kept catching my eyes. I was preaching, Brother Sean. And that boy came down, and he asked the Lord to save him that day. And so I got to him, and I said, "Son, what's your name?" He said, "Before I tell you that," he said, "can I get you to pray for my sister?" I said, "Yes, sir, whatever you want me to do." He said, "Well, write her name down." I said, "What's her name?" He said, "Her name is Fire, F-Y-R-E. I said, "Fire." I said, "Son, what's your name?" He said, "My name's Sin, S-Y-N. I did a little research on that little family. Come to find out that the mom and dad were into drugs big time, and I found out that they would lock Sin and Fire in the closet on the weekend, and they would go out and do their drug. They were into devil worship, and because of their demented minds and twisted way, they named their two children Sin and Fire. And that was the day that Sin got saved.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
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 Amen. Amen.
I believe I'm looking around this room at the day that Sin got saved.
Yeah. Amen.
Hey! Hey, 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 I'm I'm glad I'm more than a conqueror through Him that loved me. Ain't you?
Yeah.
Amen. Let's all stand, Brother Sean. Thank you for letting me preach.
Amen. Brother Tim. Lydia, come on now. Amen. Well, I like that